Hello? Okay. Hello.
All right, they're all working. How is everybody?
大家好。
Good. You know, I don't know why I asked that, because everyone always says good. And if you're bad, I'm sorry. Today, I want to talk about how God can speak to us. And but before we do that, I do want to share something that we did over the week with the youth.
今天我要讲一讲神怎样对我们说话。但是在这讲到之前呢，先讲一讲我们青少年主日学这一周的活动，上一周的活动。
And so the past week, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we had the kids meet here at 10 a.m.
上周四五六的时候，我们的青少年早上十点钟在这儿有聚会。
Actually, felt kind of bad for them because they had to come here pretty early and they probably want to stay at home.
他们可能有很多人不希望来，想在家里面睡觉。
But I knew a good way to get them to come and feel motivated and be happy.
但是我想是让他们来，让他们领神的话语，然后有喜乐。
I brought a lot of boba and food and snacks for them.
拿了很多波霸茶还有好吃的给他们。
I made it myself, but I don't think it was a hit. They didn't say much about it. They didn't want to hurt my feelings.
他们说还比较好，比较好吃。
What we did is we went over some teachings, some core class. I shared my testimony.
我们在这几天有教导，并且我也给他们做了我的见证。
And it was really my passion to be a youth pastor because at that age, I didn't have someone that I could relate to.
所以我对做这个青少年主日牧师有青少年牧师有热情，因为我在小的时候，在那个年纪的时候，没有人来教导我。
And coming to think about their lives, how much they really need not just the teacher's support and the helpers, but every single person here should be able to try and help and support them.
所以我在想，他们这个年龄需要很多人的帮助。不光是我们主日学的老师，还需要我们所有人来帮助他们。
And I definitely want to thank all the youth that came and just opened their hearts to hear about the gospel.
我非常感谢这些来到这个活动的这些孩子们，让他们敞开他们的心来聆听这个神的话语。
And it was just reminding me how in the passage how we're all just one body, and if one person is suffering, then we all suffer.
这就像我记得经常讲的，我们都是一体的，我们肢体里的一个部分受苦的话，我们整个身体都会受苦。
And so hopefully, since we're all one body and we see someone suffering, we would all do our part to help that area.
所以因为我们是一体的，所以我们看到有我们的肢体有受苦的，我们都要努力来帮助他。
And I don't mean to like preach that, and it's not the sermon, so we're going to go on to sermon number two now.
所以但是刚才讲的不是今天的主日信息，主日信息下面开始。
But at that age, I really needed a lot of guidance.
但是我是在青少年的时候需要很多的教导。
And, you know, there were so many decisions that I could make, but, you know, my parents, they didn't know much about what I was going through.
当年我是需要很多的指引，但是我的父母当时也不知道我在经历什么。
And I wasn't like any of my friends, so I couldn't relate with them.
我和我的朋友也很不一样，所以我也不能和，也很难和朋友们来交流。
And so it was really important for me to actually know what kind of decisions to make, because I didn't know what to do.
所以当时我是觉得非常重要，非常需要有人指导我做一些决定，因为当时很多时候我是不知道怎样来做决定。
And in my life, you know, I grew up going to church and I, you know, read the Bible and.I didn't know that God could actually speak.
所以当时虽然我去教会也上主日学，但是我不知道神其实可以跟我们讲话的。
And we have to ask ourselves this question, does God speak to us?
所以我们要问自己，神跟我们讲话吗？
Have you ever heard God speak?
你有听到神跟你讲过话吗？
I bet we could wait here, you know, in complete silence and not hearanything from God.
我可以打赌，我们现在大家都不说话绝对的安静的话，我们也听不到神的声音。
But I find it super interesting that God does speak to people in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and even after Jesus leaves.
但是我感我觉得这个非常有趣的事，就是在圣经旧约新约里边，即使在耶稣被耶稣复活以后，神还对我们讲话。
And so a lot of us we may have stronger doubts because things are different now than it was back in the Bible times.
所以你们当中可能有人有疑惑，觉得现在和当时是不一样的。
And one thing that really helped me just.I just want to talk about what brought us to this church, my wife and I.
所以我想就先讲一下，我和我的太太是怎样被神带领到这个教会的。
And it wasn't like a literal loud voice of God that brought us here, but it was God leading us with His gentle whisper.
神并没有大声讲话把我们领到这个教会，但是神的轻声细语是把我们引领到这里。
And When I first heard about this church, there was someone that goes to this church that told me about a position that was opening.
我第一次听到这个教会是我们当中的一位来教会的人跟我讲，我们这个有一个青少年牧师的职位。
And it was actually a close friend of my mom that went to my home church in Salt Lake City.
这教会的这位朋友是。以前去我们盐湖城和我妈妈一起敬拜的去我妈妈教会的一个好朋友。
And he's actually sitting right there. I found it just weird that we are at the same church. You came here and he taught me when I was a kid. And I just remember a lot of the sermons, the messages and the teachings.
所以我觉得很有趣的是这位主内的弟兄，我在我小的时候也教导过，我也记得他的教导。现在我们一起在这个教会。
And so when he told my mom and my mom told me about this position, I was like, oh, I really believe that God is going to lead me here.
所以当我妈妈跟我讲有这个职位的时候，我想肯定是神在引导我。
And you know, since I've started here, it's been over a year. I really feel like I've come to love every single one of you and love just being here.
我来到这个教会已经一年多了，我真正感觉到我是爱每一位人，并且我也感受到大家对我的爱。
And so today I want to share with you how God can speak to us and how He, by listening to Him, we can make great decisions.
所以今天我想讲的是神怎样对我们讲话。如果我们听神的教导。听神的话语的话，神怎样会引领我们
？Because there are a lot of things in this world that if we just make one wrong choice, it could affect the rest of our lives.
因为在这一生，在这个世界里，我们做一个错误的决定，就会可能会影响我们的一生。
But if we find the tools and the ways to listen to God, we can greatly improve our lives.
但是如果我们能知道怎样聆听神的话语，用神的工具来帮助我们的话，我们可以大大提高我们的生活。
And I know, like, sometimes we believe that by listening to God and obeying Him, it could really restrict our enjoyment of life.
但有时候我们感觉，如果我们听神的话的话，我们的生活中会少了很多乐趣。
But when God speaks to us and speaks to you, it's really to guide us to a great and beautiful life.
但实际上是，当神向你我讲话的时候，是把我们带向一个更美丽的生命。
Sometimes to warn us and to protect us.
神有时候会警告我们，来保护我们。
Or tell us the right and the best way to live our life.
或者神是会告诉我们一个更好的、一个最好的方法来生活。
So today I want us to look into the Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 3.
所以我们今天看撒母耳记上第三章。
And in 1 Samuel chapter 3, I remember first hearing this story as a kid. Maybe you've heard it when you...We're growing up in Sunday school.
我是第一次小时候上主日学的时候听到这一章。
And it's about a boy. He has a right heart.
是讲这一个虔诚的小男孩。
And I remember when I heard this story as a boy, I could not relate to him because I was not listening.
所以我记得当我小时候听这个故事的时候，我没有感受，因为我当时不能。不想听神的话语。
All right, so let's look into the passage, 1 Samuel chapter 3.
所以我们看撒母耳记上第三章。
Now, this was a time where they had priests.
那当时是这个以色列人有祭司的时候。
And this particular priest named Eli was helping and training Samuel, a boy.
当时的大祭司叫以利，他是在教导这个撒母耳。
Let's begin in verse 1.
三章第一节。
Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord before Eli, and the word from the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were infrequent.
童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
So in this passage is being set up saying that God is not speaking.
所以我们从这节里边可以看到，神那个时候是不太讲话的。
And Eli, who is the priest, should be the one speaking and listening to God.
以利当时是大祭司，他应该是听神的话，来听聆听神的话。
But the writer makes a very important note that God is not speaking.
但是这个写这本经的写这一章的作者很明确的记载，就是当时神是不太说话的。
In the previous chapter, it says that God was not pleased with what Eli and Eli's sons were doing.
因为在前面这一章，经上有记载，神不喜悦以利和他的两个儿子。
And even though Eli heard that message, he did nothing about it.
虽然以利知道神不喜悦他们，但是以利没有做任何的悔改。
And sometimes God will speak to us or speak to other people, and He will give us a warning such as that.
神有时候会向我们讲话，给我们一些警告。
But we can definitely ignore those messages, right?
但是我们有时候也会不理那些警告。
So let us see how we can continue to hear from God.
所以来让我们看一下怎么样我们才能继续来听神的话语，听到神的话语。
All right, let's continue on verse 2.
第二节。
And it happened at that time as Eli was lying down in his place, now his eyesight had begun to grow dim, and he could not see well.
一日，以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。
This is a very Hebrew way of saying that he's getting old. He's about to pass away.
这句话的意思是说，那个以利当时非常年长。可能在世的时间也不会太久。
In Bible college, they taught me that if you want to understand the passage, the meaning of the passage, you want to find out what the characters are doing.
所以在神学院里面的时候，我被教导，我要如果想这个完全理解这个一段经文的时候，我们要知道这个经文里的主人公是在做什么。
And at the same time, you want to analyze the contrast between the two characters.
然后要对照这个经里讲的不同的角色的做他们的行为和做法。
And so we could see that Eli was just lying down in his place.
所以我们看到以利是躺在他的自己的位置。
And in verse 3 we'll see where Samuel was lying down.
下面看我们看撒母耳躺在哪里。
It says, And the lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was.
神的灯在神的灯在神耶和华殿内约柜那里还没有熄灭，撒母耳已经睡了。
I personally find it interesting that these details were in there. The lamp of God, the ark of God was there.
所以这个记载很详细，有神的灯，还有约柜。
And I have a picture of the ark of God. I think it's a pretty cool thing to see.Can we put that up there?
我有一个照片，就是看神的约柜。我们可以看一下。
All right, so this is the Ark of God.
这就是神的约柜。
And so what it is, as you can tell, it's a box, first made of wood, then coated with gold.
这是一个木箱子，然后有包金的。
Now on top of this Ark were two angels facing each other.
在上面最上箱子最上面是两个天使，两个天使。
And the priest is to sprinkle blood on top of the, in between the two angels called the mercy seat or the atonement.
所以祭司会在两个天使中间撒血。
And the ark of God, and when the priest did that on the ark of God, it was to cleanse the sins of the people.
当神在这个约柜上撒血的时候，是为了洁净人的罪。
So in a lot of ways, this was a foreshadowing or to point to Jesus Christ.
所以这是也是预言那个耶稣的来临。
And a lot of times, the Israelites, when they went to war, they would bring the Ark of God.
以色列人征战的时候，经常把约柜带到战争中。
So also at the same time, this was a physical representation of the presence of God.
所以这个约柜也代表神在这个世上的存在。
And the next picture is the lamp of God.
下面一个照片是神的灯。
Now these items were placed in the temple.
这是灯是放在神的圣殿里。
And this is the only source of light in the whole entire room. There are no windows in the temple.
这是这个圣殿里边，圣殿没有窗，这是圣殿里唯一的光。
So this is to represent the light of the world, who is also Jesus Christ.
这个也是来预指耶稣是世界的这个世界的光。
And so, where exactly was Samuel lying?
So, Samuel 睡在哪里呢？
He was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the Ark of God was.
Samuel 是睡在神的殿里边约柜的那里。
And this is the precise moment when God spoke to Samuel.
也是在那个时候神对Samuel 说话了。
Verse 4, that the Lord called Samuel and he said, Here I am.
耶和华呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说：“我在这里。”
Then he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down.
撒母耳就跑到以利那里说：“你呼唤我，我在这里。”以利回答说：“我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。”他就去睡了。
And the Lord called yet again Samuel. So Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he answered, "I did not call my son. Lie down again."
耶和华又呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起，到以利那里说：“你呼唤我，我在这里。”以利回答说：“我的儿，我没有呼唤你，你去睡吧。”
So, as we have gathered, he is lying down. He's ready for bed, and God is calling Samuel.
所以撒母耳在睡觉的时候，那个时候是耶和华来叫他。
So, really, God.Speaks in when we are doing something.
所以神有时候会在我们不经意的时候来叫我们。
Or sometimes God speaks in inconvenient times.
并且有时候神是在我们不方便的时候叫我们。
You know, when we're eating or sleeping or you know playing video games or in the bathroom, God may speak at those times.
在我们会吃饭、睡觉或者是打游戏的时候，或者上厕所的时候，神会叫我们。
And if we look back in verse 3, the lamp of God had not yet gone out.
所以我们看第三节的时候说，这个神的灯还没有灭。
This detail is saying that it was probably very late or very, very early in the morning.
这个细节告诉我们，这个时间就是早，可能是深夜或者是凌晨的时候。
But I want you to examine the heart of Samuel.
但是我想让大家看一下，撒母耳的这个心。
The way he responds, "Here I am."
他说我在这里。
The way that immediately when he's called, he runs to Samuel, or runs to Eli.
当撒母耳一听到这个呼唤的时候，他马上就到以利那里。
I remember when my mom or dad ever called me, whatever it was, I always responded, "What?"
我记得当我爸妈那个时候叫我的时候，我的那个回答总是你干嘛？
And my mom would always say, "Don't say what."
我的妈妈就跟我讲，不要说 what.
But my attitude, of course, was, "What do you want?"
但是我当时的态度就是，你要我干嘛
？And she could have been holding like money or cake or a bowl of spaghetti. I'd be like, "What do you want?"
她可能正要给我钱或者给我吃的，但是我会说，你又要让我干嘛？
But Samuel, every time, middle of the night, no matter what time, he ran to Eli, "Here I am."
但是撒母耳不管在什么时候，即使是在深夜的时候，听到呼唤，他也马上跑到以利面前说，我在这里。
And we have to examine our own hearts.
所以我们要检醒我们自己的心。
What if God wanted to warn us about something?
如果神要警告我们的时候
，And what if we failed to listen to him？
如果我们在那个时候没有听神的话，会怎样？
It says in James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
所以雅各书四章八节说，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
If we are apart from God and we don't care what God is saying, then will God speak to us?
如果我们远离神，不听神的话，那神还会对我们讲话吗？
It's not the fact that he won't speak to us.
并不是说神就一定不会跟我们讲话。
It's just that we won't listen.
而是说即使神跟我们讲，我们也听不到。
So where is our heart?
所以我们的心在哪里？
And you know, in my life, I know I made a ton of poor decisions.
我知道在我这个人生中我做了很多错误的不好的决定。
But I knew a lot of the times what God wanted me to do, and I'm like, I'm not doing that.
我知道很多时候神让我做什么，但是我说我不想做。
Even when I went to church and I studied the Bible and I prayed, I constantly disobeyed God.
即使我去教会并且学圣经的时候，我也常常来背逆神。
And you know, just because we come to church and we read the Bible, it doesn't mean that we're close to God.
所以我们来教会，我们读经，并不代表我们亲近神。
We can be so far apart.
我们可以非常非常离神非常远。
Now, at the same time, I want us to look at verse 7.
下面我们看一下第七节。
Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, nor had the word of the Lord yet been revealed to him.
那是撒母耳还未认识耶和华，也未得耶和华的默示。
You don't have to be an extremely experienced Christian and know everything there is to know about God.
其实你不需要是一个经历很久的基督徒，你也可以认识神。
And it has to be we have to be at the right heart and the right attitude.
我们必须要有一个纯正的心，并且有一个纯正的态度。
You know, since we're Christians, have you ever met a Christian that was just eating up everything that you would say to them?
你有没有遇到一个基督徒，他会完全聆听你跟他讲的任何事情？
How wonderful it is to talk to them, and they're soaking up just your wisdom and your words and your encouragement.
然后你对他讲什么，他们都非常的专注，他们会完全的想得到你的这个教导和你的这个智慧。
And then, of course, there are some other Christians that have been very experienced.
同时这也有另外一种基督徒，虽然有很多的经历。
And we may be scared to approach them because if we try and, you know, with the Proverbs that we read, if you rebuke them, they may mock you.
但是有时候我们不敢接近这些人，因为如果你跟他们不同意见的话，他们会批评你。
But what if we could be like Samuel, always just be ready and to be open?
我们是不是可以向撒母耳学习时时都准备好
and wonder if God ever spoke to you, how would we respond?
所以有没有想到如果神对你讲话的话，你会怎样回答？
Okay, verse 8.
第八节。
So the Lord called Samuel again for the third time, and he rose and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you called me. Then Eli discerned that the Lord was calling the boy.
耶和华第三次呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳起来到以利那里说：“你又呼唤我，我在这里。”以利才明白是耶和华呼唤童子。
And Eli said to Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be if he calls you that you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for thy servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place.
因此以利对撒母耳说：“你仍去睡吧。若再呼唤你，你就说：耶和华，请说，仆人静听。”撒母耳就去，仍睡在原处。
I also want you to notice how God's voice may not appear to be exactly what you think His voice is like.
我也想提醒大家，就是神，耶和华的声音并不是可能和你想象的声音不一样。
Samuel thought that God's voice was Eli.
因为撒母耳觉得那个神的声音像是以利的声音。
So Samuel just kept going to Eli.
所以撒母耳每次都去找以利。
Maybe.It sounded the same, but it was not of the same source.
可能声音是一样，但是是从不同的地方发出来的。
Now, sometimes God could speak not just through our hearts and through our minds and through the word, but through certain people.
所以有时候神可能不是直接对我们讲话，而是通过其他人给我们讲话。
And so if you look at 2 Samuel verse 27, this is when God chose someone to speak to Eli.
所以在
1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 27, God was speaking to a person.
撒母耳记上二章二十七节。
Says, then a man of God came to Eli and said to him, thus says the Lord.
有神人来见以利对他说耶和华如此说。
You know, sometimes God will speak to someone, and it doesn't have to be just the word of God, but it has to match with what the word of God says.
所以有时候神是通过人来对我们讲话的。
I went to a conference once, and the pastor was saying how God was really speaking to him because he was, you know, close with God.
有一次我去开会，那个有一个牧师讲说神是因为他很亲近神，所以神对他讲话。
And he said, God was telling me to go to the grocery store and just buy a bunch of items and to wait outside.
所以有一次他说神让他去食品店买了很多吃的然后在门口等的。
And he's saying, like, why should I, this is a really weird thing for me to do, but I'll still do it.
这个牧师说这听起来非常奇怪但是他还是照着做了。
And so he bought the items and he waited outside and he just waited.
然后他去这个食品店买了很多吃的然后就在门口等。
And all of a sudden he met a man that said, hey, how are you?
然后有个人上来跟他打招呼。
And they started talking and realized this is why I need to be here.
然后他们开始讲话然后这个牧师就感觉到这是就是他在这儿等的这个目的。
And he realized this man really needed the supplies that he bought for him.
然后他这个牧师意识到这个人就是需要他买的这些东西的人。
Can you imagine being that man, being in need and just desperate?
你可以想象到当时那个需要这些东西的人非多么的绝望吗
？And he's waiting for God. He's waiting for something, and all of a sudden, God is there to provide and speak to him.
然后他也在等神来帮助他，结果神就是在那个时候在帮助他。
And after helping him, he was able to share the gospel with him and change his life.
所以那个牧师把这些东西给那个人以后还向那个人传福音来拯救他的生命。
And a lot of times, God would speak to me too to do something.
有时候神也对我讲话让我做一些事情。
And I was once sitting in the car with my dad.
有一次我和父亲一起坐在那个车里。
And my dad and I never had a good relationship.
我和我爸关系一直不好。
And it was really awkward to even sit in the car with him.
有时候和他坐在车里都是很不舒服的一个感觉。
And we can drive for, you know, 30 minutes trip and not even say a single word to each other.
我们就开车可以开30分钟，你不说一句话。
And as I was drawing closer and closer to God, I knew I should have said something.
在那个时候我有一次我想我应该说点东西。
And as we were about to go home, I said, I don't want to talk to my dad, but God was telling me to do it.
当时我记得我感觉到我不想跟我父亲讲话但是神让我跟他讲话。
And so, I really struggled and I really battled with God and I was like, no, I'm not going to do it.
我当时真是和神来争辩，我说我不想说话。
But I really needed to put in the faith and just listen to God, and I'm like, okay, I'll talk to my dad.
但是我确实应该当是觉得我应该有信心，对神有信心，所以我就对我父亲讲话。
It wasn't an easy thing for me to do.
那不是非常难的一件事情。
Your God could tell you to do something, and it will sound impossible.
有时候神会跟你讲话让你做事情但是你觉得那是不可能做的不可能做到的事情。
You may struggle and say, no, I'm not going to do it.
你可能那个抵抗说我不想做。
So I listened to God and I just, first thing that came out of my mouth was, Dad, do you believe in God?
所以我当时就听神的教导我就跟我父亲讲话我第一句话是神爸爸你那个信神吗
And we had nothing else to talk about, might as well talk about God, right?
我们没有什么话可讲，所以还不如就讲神。
And I didn't know how he'd respond because in the past he'd always say stuff like, you know, I don't believe in God, I don't want to listen to anybody about him.
当时我不知道他会怎样回答，因为他以前一直说他不信神。 也不想听神的关于神的事。
And when I was a boy, every time you know we'd close our eyes and pray, I'd always open my eyes and look at my dad, and he wouldn't be praying.
小时候当我们祷告的时候，我都是偷偷睁开眼看我爸爸，他从来也不祷告。
So I knew he was against the idea.
所以我知道他不信神。
So when we talked, he shared with me, you know, why he didn't believe in God.
所以当时我们开始讲话的时候，他就跟我分享为什么他不信神。
But because of that conversation, because of what God told me to do, and when I listened, we have a relationship now.
但是从那一次开始谈话之后，我们开始互相的交流，我们现在有一个比较好的关系。
And no matter how awkward it may feel, I'm very open to telling him about God all anytime.
所以不管我们的关系还是有时候很别扭，但是我都是随时可以跟他讲关于神的事情。
And sometimes when God is speaking to you, we definitely feel like we don't want to listen.
所以有时候神跟我讲，跟你们讲话的时候，可能你不想听。
But what God is trying to do is open up opportunities and go through doors.
所以，但是神想做的事情是给我们一个机会，让我们能够看到新的事情。
And how different will your life be if you said to yourself, "I'm going to follow God 100%"?
想象一下，生活会怎样的不同？如果你是说我会100%听从神的话了。
And I remember one night when I was so far from God, I was desperate to do something about it.
我记得有一次，我觉得离神非常的远，所以我觉得感觉我必须要做一些什么事情。
I was depressed all the time. I was lonely, and this is the time when I was thinking about ending my life.
那个时候我是非常抑郁，非常的孤独，并且我有自杀的倾向。
But since I remembered that I could talk to God and that.God, I know what God wanted me to do. I said, you know what? I'm going to try and follow God 100% just to see what happens.
所以当时那时候我记得我可以其实是可以和神讲话并且可以听到神的话语，所以我从那时候决定我要100%的跟随神。
So I told him, you know what? Whatever he says, whatever I believe what the word is saying, I'm going to do it 100%.
所以从那时期我就决定不管神跟我讲什么，不管是这个圣经里面怎么教导的，我都要100%的来跟从。
I mean, I didn't do it perfectly, but I tried a little bit. I tried as hard as I could.
虽然我的这个跟从是不完美的，但是我尽力。
You know, following God and listening to God doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect and you're going to do it perfectly.
听从神、跟从神，并不代表你是完美的，而是说你会努力。
God is very gracious and really helping us.To follow him.
神的恩典是丰富的，会帮助我们来跟从他。
And a good way to really discover and hear God's voice is to have a relationship with God.
要聆听神的话语的一个好的办法就是和神有一个建立一个关系。
There's this thing in the Bible, it's called walking with God.
圣经里面有一个教导叫与神同行。
And there are only a few people that actually have been said to walk with God.
圣经里面记载只有很少几个人，是和与神能够与神同行。
And this is a very interesting thing that only a couple or a few people have done this. And you know what does that mean exactly?
你想一下，其实只有几个人能做到了这个，这是一个很有趣的现象。
And it's this picture that we're actually walking side by side with God.
所以与神同行的这个可以想象的画面就是我们和神肩并肩的走。
A lot of times we think, oh, you know what? When we're following God and we're listening to God and obeying God, He's the one that's kind of dragging us towards Him.
有时候我们想我们在听从神，我们跟从神。所以好像那个画面是神来拖着我们走。
And we may feel this burden that everything that God wants us to do, we're just being dragged along.
所以我们可能会感觉到这是一个负担，我们神让我们做很多事情，他只是来拽着我们走。
But God wants us to have a relationship where we're walking side by side.
但其实神是想让我们跟他建立一个关系，我们和神肩并肩的走路。
And what does that mean exactly to walk side by side with God?
所以与神并肩同行的意思到底是什么呢？
Means that if we're walking and we're next to each other, we're heading the same direction and we're talking about the same thing and we're, when we point at something, we're both directed and looking at it at the same time.
代表的意思就是说我们与神一起走路的时候，我们在交流，我们在讲话，我们有一个共同的目标，我们看到路边的东西，我们大家我们一起指，我们一起会去看这个路边我们看到新鲜的东西。
Like I remember when I was with my dad and went to a toy store, I want to show him all these different things.
所以我记得有一次我和父亲去一个玩具商店，我想让他看这些这么多有趣的玩具。
And my dad's like, "Don't bother me, I'm looking at some."
然后我爸说别来烦我，我在看我自己要看的东西。
But when we're walking with God, we're talking together and we're just walking down the street together in a sense.
所以当我们是和神并肩同行的时候，我们是一起来走路，同一个目的。
And we can talk together and enjoy each other's presence.
我们可以互相交流，我们来一起来享受彼此的存在。
And sometimes when I'm having a really rough day or just things aren't going right, I just close my eyes and just picture walking with God on a beach.
所以有时候心情不好，或者是比较有困难问题的时候，我就会闭上眼睛来想象。我和神一起在海边的沙滩上一起来同行。
Me and him on this beach, and for some reason in my mind, a samurai sword always like is behind me for some reason.
当我想象这个画面的时候，不知道为什么原因，我总是想象我自己背着一个武士刀。
I guess sometimes I like to take the samurai sword and just, you know, strike my problems away.
有时候我想可能会抽出我的武士刀，然后把我的困难全部都砍掉。
And God would say, "Put that away, son. I got this."
然后神会跟我讲，孩子，把这个刀放下，我来帮你解决问题。
And as I connect myself with the stories with God, I know how God responds and how God would speak to me.
所以我在读经的时候，我来从经里面学习，我就知道神怎样来跟我讲话。
So it's very important that we know the stories of God and know how God would behave for us to really connect with God and talk with God.
所以我非常重要的一个任务就是我们知道神怎样跟我们讲话，并且知道怎么样与神一起来交流。
And when we do that, it's like when we do something, we see someone to help, we don't really always need to hear God to help someone.
所以我们如果看到有人需要帮助的话，我们其实不是每次都需要神给我们讲话，我们才可以帮助他人。
So I know that God has compassion for this person, and I should have compassion for this person. I'm going to naturally help this person.
因为神爱这个人。所以我也要爱这个人，所以我就要很自然的也来帮助他。
Just like if you're with your best friend and you go to a restaurant, you guys know every detail about each other.
就像你有一个好朋友，你们一起去饭店吃饭，你们两个对彼此完全的了解。
And since you guys know everything about each other, if your friend just happens to go to the restroom, you know what item to order for your friend.
所以当你们你朋友去了卫生间，但是开始点饭的时候，你就知道。你可以要给他点什么，因为你知道他喜欢的东西。
If you have that same relationship with you and God, you know exactly what's in His heart.
所以如果你和神也有这种关系的话，你会知道，神对你的心意是怎样的。
So you'll understand His voice and His character and what He wants you to do all the time.
所以你会知道神的心，知道神的品格，知道神是让你在希望你在。
And sometimes we will make excuses, though. We'll say, "No, I don't hear what God wants me to do."
So, 有时候我们也自己找借口说我听不到神的话语。
And a lot of times they'll say, "I don't know what God's voice sounds like."
有时候也有找借口说我不知道神的声音听起来是什么样的。
And whenever I ask them, "You know, does God ever speak to you?" And they always respond, "No, I don't think so."
有时候我问人你神跟对你们讲话吗？经常的回答是，神不跟我们讲话。
And so the next thing I ask him is, are there some things that you're doing that you know God doesn't want you to do?
然后我会问他，你知道现在你正在做的事情，你在做很多事情，其实是神不想让你做的。
And that right there is God's voice saying, "Don't do those things."
所以那就是神的声音在告诉你。不要做那些事情。
And when you develop your relationship, you'll understand more and more, okay, I'm going to try not to do those things.
所以当你和神有一个关系的时候，你就会 提醒自己不要再做那些神不喜悦的事。
And as you keep going, it'll be a lot easier. You'll know what God does want you to do.
所以时间久了以后这个习惯可以让你更容易来听到神的话语，更容易来跟从神。
And at the same time, God gives us the freedom to talk back to, not talk back, but to speak to God.
同时神也给我们自由与他这个与他讲话的自由。
And so I'm going to turn real quick to Psalm chapter 5, how God, David is trying to speak to God.
所以我们先看一下我们在下面看一下诗篇第五章，看大卫怎样与神说话。
It's Psalm chapter 5.
诗篇五章。
Some would say that David has the best relationship with God.
有人说其实圣经里面是大卫和神的关系是最好的。
And it says that David's heart is a man after God's own heart.
有人说这个大卫的心就是完全跟随神的心。
And the way David prays lets us see the relationship and what he knows about God.
所以我们看一下大卫的这个敬拜赞美，对神的赞美和祷告，看看他怎样来跟从神。
It says, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my groaning, heed the sound of my cry for help, my King and my God, for to thee do I pray.
耶和华，求你留心听我的声言语，顾念我的心思。我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祈祷。
The first thing he says is just give ear. It's like a command, like, God, listen to me.
好像他一开始就说，神啊，你要听我。
And then when he speaks to him, it says, consider my groaning.
然后他对神的开始说的时候，他就说，要听我的这个呼求。
You know, sometimes we could be in so much pain, there are no words to describe what we're going through.
有时候我们会非常的痛苦，我们找不到词来形容我们的到底有多痛苦。
And that you can, when you're crying out to God, you just cry out with the pain that speaks to God.
所以有时候你对神呼求的时候，你只是把这个痛苦来转达给神。
For David, he wasn't using words, he was using the crying groanings.
所以大卫并不是用词语来描述，他是用他说是用他的这个呼求。
And the greatest thing about that is says that the king is there to listen to him.
最让人感动的是这一节里面记载说是我的王啊，就是神在听大卫。
Could you imagine having a direct line to the king of the whole world?The whole universe.
可以想象有多少人直接可以和王说话吗？
And God speaking back like, hey, I'm here for you. What do you need?
所以神会，你呼求的时候，神会对你说，我在这里怎样，你需要我怎么样来帮你。
And it also says in verse 3, in the morning, O Lord, thou wilt hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to thee and eagerly watch.
第三节讲，耶和华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒。
Sometimes we'll go throughout our day and think, oh, I forgot to talk to God about how I want to start my day.
有时候可能这一天过了大半，你才会想起来说，哦，这一天我还没有跟神讲我要怎样来过这一天。
And if we don't listen and talk to God in the morning, we started making all these decisions apart from God.
所以我们如果早上不跟神讲话的话，那可能上午这个很多决定都是远离神的决定。
And we may say to ourselves, I've made a mess, please help me, Lord.
所以我们会讲可能会讲，神啊，我这做了很多不是讨神喜悦的事情，来请你来帮助我。
But David is saying the very first things, the very first thoughts, it must be about God.
但是大卫在这里说，早上起来的第一个声音，早上起来的祷告要对着神，要向神来陈明心意。
So another way of saying is make my whole entire life thinking about God and knowing God and listening to God.
所以这段经文另外的意义就是说，我们整个的生命都要跟从神。
And that's something I think we could all do. It's something that we could do to just have steps to listen to God.
所以我觉得这是我们可以做的一件事情，可以来做这件事情来跟从神。
Before we brush our teeth, before we look in the mirror, before we even go to the bathroom, our first thoughts are, God, I'm here to listen to you.
早上起来第一件事我们要说的就是，跟神讲，就是说神啊，我在听从你。
And make our heart be in the right place.
所以把我们心放在一个正确的位置。
That will develop our relationship because we know that God will be with us the entire day.
所以如果我们这样做的话，我们就知道神这一天都是会与我们同在的。
Every single day.
每一天都会同在。
And, you know, how many days have gone by where we just forget about God?
我们有没有感觉很多天可能我们也没有想起神。
And then we ask, where is God?
然后我们会问神在哪里。
But suppose we just invited God in our lives.
但是假设一下，如果你把神邀到你的生命里面，
and make him the center of our lives.
把神作为你生命的中心，
and then we can hear his voice every moment.
然后你会每一个时刻都听到神的声音。
And that's something that has really helped me develop in my life to know what to do and where to go.
所以这在我的生命中是帮助我，给我这个方向，让我知道应该做什么。
And that has, in a lot of ways, has brought me here to at this church.
所以从很大程度上也是神的声音把我领到这个教会。
And I hope that all of us together could spend time with God, have a relationship with Him, and hear from God.
我真是希望每个人都能和神建立关系，并且能够听到神的话语。
And you know, we're all on different paths in our journey, but we can all start to listen to God.
我们的人生道路可能很不一样，但是我们都可以开始聆听神的话语。
And God's not going to condemn people or punish people, you know, if we're all in different places.
虽然我们的所处环境不同，但神不会因此而惩罚我们。
And since we are a church, we could actually encourage each other to live the right path.
我们这个教会可以鼓励大家一起来走这个神的圣洁的路。
And how all of us can share with one another God's word.
然后每个人可以互相帮助，来互相教导神的话语。
And for me, I do these Bible studies on Tuesdays with a group of people here at this church.
我每个星期每个周二在这里带领那个查经。
And so whenever we do these Bible studies, you know, the first day, you know, I prepared all this entire Bible study.
所以每次查经之前，我都要花时间准备这个查经的内容。
But when we read the Bible together and we studied it together, actually the people that were actually teaching me things that I needed to know at that moment.
所以我们一起祷告，一起读经，一起来查经，其实是很多很多时候是我是被教导的。
So God was speaking to me through these individuals.
所以其实是神在通过一起查经的这些朋友来教导我。
And I was, you know, struggling to overcome some obstacles, but through these Bible studies and through these men who were teaching, I didn't have to teach, I just listened every single time.
所以很多时候我只是虽然是我来带领，但是其实是我是被教导，我只是来听这些神的话语通过这些朋友来传达给我。
And it gave me the opportunity to just find the right path that I needed it.
所以这也给我一个机会，让我知道自己应该走的路。
So I hope at the same time we draw near to God.
所以我希望每个人都被拉近神，都被神拉近。
And He will draw near to us.
然后神我们神也被我神也接近我们。
Let's pray.
让我们来低头祷告。
Dear God, thank you for this day and thank you for this time and thank you for that we could all be here. And so I just want to pray for everybody here that.They may not all know God, but I pray that they can know to come to you because of your son, Jesus Christ. And that because of what Jesus has done, he's given us the opportunity to connect with you, to be with you, and to hear your voice. And how much we need to hear your voice for our lives. How difficult our lives can be without you, God. But if you're there to speak to us, I pray that we are the same way as Samuel.That we can say, here I am, please speak to us, God. So whatever it is in our lives, I pray that we will humble ourselves, draw near to you, and have the right heart, God. Thank you so much. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.